We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Dvarim Hanahagim B'Seuda Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph Nesif Beis. As the Mechaber Lo Yeshev Adam Al Kupa Malaya Te'enim Ugrogaros, a person should not sit on a box full of figs and dates. Aval Yoshev Hu Al Eagle Shel Devela or Al Kupa Malaya Kitnios, but he can sit on an eagle of a Devela or on a box full of Kitnios. The difference is whether it's something that's going to get ruined by you sitting on it, getting crushed, etc., by you sitting on it or not. Siv gimel mutter lechol daisa b'pas b'makom kaf. You're allowed to eat this type of wheat, cereal, oatmeal of some sort, using bread instead of a spoon, as long as you eat the bread afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're doing this, just like we already saw, that a person is osa adam tzrachav b'pas. You're allowed to do whatever you want with bread, as long as it doesn't get disgusting. And since you're going to eat it, clearly it won't get disgusting. But that's why you have to eat it, because since someone else won't eat it, it is making it disgusting lagabe them if you don't actually end up eating. Some people, when they're using the bread as a spoon, they make sure to take a bite of the bread each time they use it as the spoon to ensure that none of it gets ruined as they are going along. So again, whatever bread is left over, they're going to eat, for as we said, otherwise you are making it ma'us to everybody else. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah brings over here an interesting discussion. What happens if you're not actually mafs of the food be a dime? You don't throw the food on the ground or anything like that. Rather, you just don't eat the food. So you don't make the food disgusting. You just leave the food. You don't eat it. Leaving leftovers, is that bal tashchis, since it's going to end up getting thrown away in the end? So the Minchas Yitzchak says that you're not over on bal tashchis, even though it will get ruined in the end by it just sitting there. Because not eating is not called Baal Tashchis, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman agrees as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein also says that the Torah is not machayev you to save something from being destroyed. It just says you are not allowed to actually go ahead and destroy actively. So that's why leaving leftovers or something like that, even if it's going to get disgusting by you leaving it there, that is not considered Baal Tashchis. Sif Dalid. Mamshichin yayin betzinoros lifnei chasan v'kala. They're allowed to have pipes flowing with wine next to a chasan and kala, as long as it ends up going into a kli afterwards, so it doesn't go end up flowing on the ground where it is going to be disgusting, and then there is hefseid ochlin involved over there. They're doing this for a good purpose. They're doing it as a siman tov, that just as this wine flows, so too the peace and happiness should flow in their marriage. But if it's going to end up being disgusting, then you would not be able to do that with the wine. The same thing says the Mechaber Zorkin Lefneim Klayos Egozim Bimosachama She'enem Nimasim. So too, we are allowed to throw nuts and those types of things in the summer, when it's not the rainy season, which will not get disgusting when it lands on the ground, because they're in a shell. But in the rainy season, the ground is wet. Even if it's in a shell, it's going to end up getting moist and disgusting. But things which aren't in a shell, you would not be allowed to throw at chasan and kala, because they're going to end up being disgusting when they land on the ground. There are times where we see that we do involve hefseid ochlin for a purpose, overflowing the havdalah cup, having the wine spill over, or spilling the wine to put out the candle, etc. All these times, there is hefseid ochlin involved over there, but since it's for the greater purpose, it seems to be that we are makel, so it's unclear why sometimes we are lenient. Those few cases that we are lenient with putting out the wine, or by Ditzach Hadash Be'achav and Esar Makos by the Seder, why by those instances we are makel, but by these instances we would not, if it's going to end up getting disgusting and nobody is going to use it. But that appears to be the difference that the poskim do point out, that sometimes we do, but in these instances we would not be able to, if these foods that you're throwing are going to end up getting disgusting. Sif hey hazorkim chitim v'nei chasanim, those who throw wheat at a chasan, sarach lizar shal yizgur el makom naki, you have to make sure that you only throw it in a clean place. V'gam yichabdu osa misham kidei shalo yizrusu aleihem, and you should also sweep up from that area that you throw it so that nobody ends up stepping on the wheat and is going to end up being disgusting. So as we said, this applies by all foods. If you're making it into a project or a design of some sort, so you need to make sure that you don't use actual food, which you are going to make ma'os. If you want to make a design out of fruit or something for a centerpiece, and the fruit's not going to end up getting eaten, or you're covering the fruit in glue or something to stick it onto something, that would probably be problematic. Mishum baltashchis and hefseid ochlin. Simon Kuf Ayin Beis Mishachnis Achalin Umashkin Lefiv below bracha, someone who puts food or drink into their mouth without making a bracha first. Sif Aleph Shachach Vihichnis Mashkin Lesoch Piv below bracha, if someone makes a mistake and they forgot and they put a drink into their mouth without making a bracha. Bolan Veinu Varchalem Bracha Rishona. The first opinion, the opinion of the Machaber, says that you should swallow it and you don't make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah explains you can't spit it out because once you spit it out, you're not going to drink because it's disgusting. And you can't just put it to the side of your mouth like we'll see in Sif Beis that you're supposed to do with food because you can't make you can't speak while you have liquid in the side of your mouth because it's just going to spill out. So that's why they allow you to swallow it instead. Levushei Srad says that if there is a little bit in your mouth and you'll be able to make the bracha by putting it to the side, so then that is what you should do. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes another opinion who says that some say that the permission to swallow and not make a new bracha is only if there's nothing else for you to drink and you need this drink. But if you have other drink there, so then better to spit this drink out and then make a bracha and drink the new drink that you have there. And that is really, says the Mishnah Berurah, how one should act. The reason that if this is the only liquid that you have, you're able to swallow and not make a bracha is because once you've already swallowed it, you're not going to make a bracha because the bracha rishona is over lasi yasan. Making the bracha after you've already had it makes no sense. And then you'd be able to make a bracha chrona as long as you had the shear. So again, if you have other liquid available, spit this one out, make a bracha, and drink the new liquid. But if there's nothing else available and you need to swallow this for whatever reason, so then you'd be able to swallow it and not make a new bracha. However, the Ramah quotes, Yesh Omrim, De Mivarech Alayim, Echei Nir Iker. There is another opinion which says that you really should make a bracha on it even after you have swallowed it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this case is different because since you realize when it's in your mouth already, then you have the Chi of Bracha when it's in your mouth. So it is like it's over lasi yasa and you just can't do it right now. So therefore, you're not putter from the bracha. You need to make the bracha once you have swallowed it. And the Ramah says, Chei Nira Iker. However, the majority of posts given the Mishnah Berurah says, Paskin, like the first day that you do not make a bracha rishona. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says this way as well. So if you have to swallow the liquid for whatever reason, you should not make a bracha rishona on it afterwards. If you are going to drink more, so then you should make a new bracha and drink whatever it is that you're drinking. And according to the Ravid, as we saw earlier, that bracha will go back on the drink that you had already that you swallowed. Why is it that you're able to swallow without making a bracha? Isn't there an Isser lehanas me'olam haza below bracha? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that the Isser to benefit from the world without a bracha is not an Isser unto itself. Rather, it flows from the fact that you are chayav to make a bracha. So if you're unable to make the bracha, then there's no isser either.